And we'll go next to China, where one estimate says the global recession threw some 20 million migrant laborers out of work. Many made consumer goods exported around the world. The government was afraid the unemployment would lead to serious unrest, but that has not happened. NPR's Anthony Kuhn tells us where some of those Chinese workers are now.
Travelers are waiting for their boats on the pier at Wanzhou, a major port on the Yangtze River. For a generation, Wanzhou has been sending its idle farmers to cities across China to work as construction workers, nannies, and factory employees. Late last year, that began to change. Thousands of those workers streamed home to Wanzhou as the recession started to bite and the Chinese New Year loomed. Many chose not to return. Among them was Wang Huizhen, who left her job in a factory making handicrafts for export in southern Guangdong province. For migrants like her, higher incomes have often come at the cost of separated families. So as business slowed down, she began to think of her daughter.
My parents have raised our child since she was small, and now she's in middle school. Her father's still working away from home. For the sake of our family, I decided to take a job with less pay and help my child with her studies.
Wang's relatives found her a job working in a small hotel in Wanzhou. She says she's making half of what she got paid in her old factory job.
If my child were not in school here, I would consider going back to the coast to work again, because the pay is a lot higher. Here at home, I can just make enough money to get by, but it is not enough for a really good life.
Wang Tao has just arrived at Wanzhou's train station. He's spent most of the past 9 years printing designs on toys at a factory in Guangdong. He's learned a bit about how to manage a business, but he sees no room for career advancement in Guangdong, and so he's come back here to start his own company.
Usually people like me can only be low-level managers, very low. It's almost impossible to make it into the mid-levels. The bosses fill the mid and high levels with their own people. They won't use outsiders.
Wanzhou is offering incentives to lure both big companies and skilled migrants like Mr. Wang to open local businesses and create jobs. Wanzhou recently announced a milestone of sorts, the opening of the city's first laptop computer factory. All this has helped make labor a seller's market, and Xiang Wenbo is profiting from it. He recently established a local association of labor recruiters.
We're now suffering shortages of workers here. Even though we're a big labor exporting region, economic growth is speeding up and local firms need more new hires. Our fees for introducing employees to companies have gone up steeply.
This is not to say that rural Chinese no longer want to work in the coastal factories. MIT economist Huang Yasheng says about 70% of migrant workers return to the coast to find work after the Chinese New Year, while 30% stayed home.
It's not that there is a flow of migrant labor back to the countryside, but the pace of the out-migration has slowed down substantially since 2005. I actually think that saved China. That's probably the most important thing that saved China from the current financial crisis.
He explains that if inland areas like Wanzhou had not been able to absorb so many migrant laborers, China might have been stuck with 30 or 40 million unemployed migrants instead of 20 million. After all, Huang points out, most Chinese still live in the countryside. He adds that China is now trying to rebalance its economy by getting people to invest and export less and consume more. Huang says that raising rural incomes, including those of migrant laborers, will be the key to making it work. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.